There are various researches done. There have been research in America on a group of students who are pure non-veg and on a group of students who are veg, pure veg. And they analyzed that the group of students who were non-veg, they were less violent and they were more social. But it's a research. It's not a scientific fact. I will never use this as an argument to prove that non-veg food makes you peaceful. No. I'm a doctor, more of a doctor, as well as lawyer where required because I'm in a debate. There are researches, but these researches aren't scientific facts. Most of the statements what Mr. Rashmi Zaveri made, all were researches, not scientific facts. There is not a single authentic medical book which says that non-veg food in general should be prohibited. Not a single. All these are researches, like the research done by this person in America. Then they say that veg food makes a person intelligent, and he gave a list of great names, Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton, etc., etc. If we analyze the list of the Nobel Prize winners in all these years, majority were non-veg, majority. And today, animal behavioral scientists, they say that the carnivorous animal should be more intelligent than the herbivorous animal in order to catch the prey. If he's not intelligent, how will he catch the prey? But anyway, I'm not going to use this as an argument, therefore non-veg food makes you intelligent, because these things don't actually affect a human being. The diet does affect a human being, but these arguments don't affect. And all the other arguments given, they don't carry weight, actually. There are people who give examples that non-veg food makes you strong is a myth. It's a scientific fact mentioned in several medical books, authentic, that non-veg food is good for health. It does have disease also, you can prevent them. There are proteins, which I'll come to it later on. And to counter-argue that, they're giving an example of Yadunath Singh Naik. Has anyone heard of him? Yadunath Singh Naik. In the army, it is mentioned in this book, vegetarian or non-vegetarian, choose yourself, by Gopinath Agarwal. Yadunath Naik, being a vegetarian in the army, in wrestling, he defeated two non-vegetarians. Therefore, veg food makes you strong. I feel ashamed to reply to these arguments. I feel ashamed. It's a known fact that the title holders of world wrestling, yes, there are vegetarian wrestlers also, but if you compare with the full world, almost all the title holders of world wrestling are non-veg. The person known in bodybuilding maximum, who is he? Arnold Schwarzenegger, 13 times world titles he got. 7 as Mr. Olympia, 5 as Mr. Universe, and 1 as Mr. World. What was he, veg or non-veg? Non-veg. The boxer Muhammad Ali Cassius Clay, non-veg. Mike Tyson, non-veg. Yes, of course, non-veg food does add to the strength. That is a scientific fact. That's the reason that if you analyze, that when a person is convalescing from a disease, it's preferable non-veg food. Not that you have to have non-veg, it's preferable, egg, etc. And I'll come to it later on. And then they give an example of a wrestler, Professor Ram Murthy. Never heard his name. He says it's a world famous wrestler. Who has heard of him? Anyone has heard of him? Professor Ram Murthy? No one. World famous. Where do you get this news from? World famous. Then they give the example of Paramjit Singh in London, pure vegetarian, who skips 2,000 times a day. Therefore, vegetarian food makes you an athlete. If these are the arguments supposed to be scientific, I really feel ashamed. Most of the athletic record holders, here's the Guinness book. You can go through it. I've brought it along here. All mentioned about bodybuilding, athletic, 100 meters dash, all these people, if at random also you check up their dietary history, even giving benefit of doubt, more than 80 to 90% will be non-veg. But I will be a fanatic if I say that all these records are only due to the diets. I'll be a fanatic. A few records may be related to the diet, but not all. For the argument they give that the smell and the sight of a carnivorous animal is strong. The night vision is strong. As Mr. Rashmi Ajavari said, night vision and sense of smell is strong in carnivorous. In herbivorous, it is less. In human meat, it is less. Therefore, we should be vegetarian. There are herbivorous animals, like the bee, whose sense of smell is very strong. And they even have a very good night vision. See, these arguments, which are not scientific, may be useful in a debate to convince the people illogically. Therefore, I'm here. Then he gave the example. You know, animals have hoarse voice, you know, coarse voice, the carnivorous animal. Herbivorous animal don't have coarse voice. And to ask a simple question, which animal is maximum known for a hoarse voice? Donkey. Veg or non-veg? Veg or non-veg? Veg. Anyway, by no means am I trying to prove that vegetarian food creates hoarse voice or non-vegetarian food creates melodious voice. If you see the list of singers, many are non-veg, many are veg also. So just by quoting singers who are veg saying, oh, that's why vegetarian diet makes you melodious, is all illogical arguments. Really, I feel ashamed to answer all these things. And he gave certain economic points, that economic reasons why we should have vegetarian food. It's more economical, according to Mr. Zaveri. And he gave several statistics, so many calories, so many this, so many tons of protein, which is mentioned here. From where they get the statistics, God alone knows. And he mentioned some protein. It's also mentioned in this book that 1 kg of animal protein that we get, we have to feed so many plants, etc. Therefore, it's equivalent to 7 kgs of veg protein. So if you're having meat for 1 kg protein, you are taking 7 kg vegetables. Therefore, vegetable is cheaper. How they get this kg of protein, I being a medical doctor, don't realize. Is it kg of food or kg of protein? And if I agree with them, I agree with them. Okay. You say, for sake of argument, 2 + 2 = 5, I agree, and then ask you, let's see, take 2 rupees, give me 5 rupees. Take 2,000, give me 5,000. Similarly, if I agree it is right, all the statistics, then I tell that the vegetarians, they should thank the non-vegetarians. You know why? Because if we would not have slaughtered the animal for food, it would have lived for another 5 to 10 years. And in that time, you would have had the vegetables of 7 to 8 people for a few years. So you should thank us from preventing the animal from eating your vegetable food. Furthermore, he gave the calculation from some record, from where, I don't know. 1:14, the land that you graze required for animal is 14 times more than the land required for food, etc. Same example is given here, that the land required to produce 1 ton of beef, the same land, you can feed 5 average families. 1 ton of beef is equivalent to 10 or 20 tons of veg food. And the land required to graze an animal can raise 5 average families. My early argument also holds good here. But besides that, these ideological vegetarians, they fail to realize that the animals graze on land which is unsuitable for growing crops. They eat the plants which is inedible for the human beings, like husk and stalks. Corn stalks. They don't eat plants which are edible for the human beings. Yes, they can eat. But when they enter the fields, the farmer, but natural, takes them out of the field. Why? To cause loss. Yes, if you have excess of crop, etc., there are certain governments who even feed them. And there are nomadic populations who make their living by grazing animals on land which is unsuitable for crop growing. But they eat the vegetation which is inedible to the human beings, and they make the living. Even the animal lives, even the human being lives. And today, according to UN report, about 23% approximately of the land in the world is used for pastures, 23% for forest, less than 10% for cultivation. The remaining 45%, majority, can yet be used for growing crops. Why don't you use that? Why are you running after the food of the animals, poor living creatures? Let them live, let them eat. Why are you stopping them from eating? If the non-vegetarians stop slaughtering the cattle, do you know that there will be overpopulation of cattle? Overpopulation. I'm aware that human beings, they raise animals for food. That means by methods, they increase the multiplication of animals. But if suppose I agree that from today, all non-vegetarians stop raising animals for food and stop killing them for food, yet they will grow in population. You know why? Human beings, in all these years, our population is increasing. Even with all the family planning method, with all the birth control, hamdo hamare do, yet we are increasing. There is no birth control method among the cattle, and the gestation is less than the human beings. 5 months to 6 months to 8 months, less than the human beings, and they multiply faster. So if we stop killing and stop raising, yet within a few decades, you'll have problems not of overpopulation of human beings, of overpopulation of cattle. How are we going to solve it? There are various nutrition. He talked about protein, etc. If time permits, I will speak in the rebuttal. I would like to make a statement of Dr. George R. Kerr, which is sufficient to counter all his arguments on health. Dr. George R. Kerr, he is the professor of nutrition in the University of Texas. Why I'm giving the designation, you can come to know that these people actually specialize in catching health fraud, people who deal in fraud in health. He says that virtually all authors of the diet and disease books, they propose hypotheses which are untested, ill-tested, unfound, unlikely, or disproved. I would like to repeat. Dr. George R. Kerr says, virtually all authors of books on diet and disease, they propose hypothesis which is ill-tested, unfound, non-tested, unlikely, or disproved. Time is running short. I would like to make the statement that's given by the American Council on Science and Health. Just a statement. See, they are experts. These quotation of research and scientific facts, all this quotation that this causes this disease, that, some are scientific facts, but they can be prevented. But the other thing what mentioning about this land and that land, these are only statistics done by individual researchers. Even when you do PhD, you can do a research and that will come into account, but won't carry weight. American Council on Science and Health says that a person need not abstain from meat and be a vegetarian to have a healthy diet. And the topic is not veg or non-veg, which is healthier. It is non-veg food permitted or prohibited for the human beings? And I will list out the points in summary to make it easier for Mr. Zaveri to answer in the rebuttal. Point number one, there is not a single major religion which bans or prohibits all non-veg food in general. Point number two, geographical places like Arctic, where Eskimos live, how could you have provided food all these years back? And today also, if you provide, it's going to be more expensive. Point number three, if all life is sacred, why do you kill the plants? Even they have life. Point number four, even plants feel pain. Point number five, even if I agree they have two senses less, killing a creature of two senses less is a lesser crime, is illogical. Point number six, it's preferable to kill one animal and take one animal life than to take 100 lives of plants for feeding 100 people. Point number seven, each and every argument can be disproved. The liver and the kidney, HCl, same with saliva, same with the pH of the blood, same with the lipoprotein. Point number eight, the human beings have an omnivorous set of teeth for eating veg as well as non-veg. Point number nine, they have a digestive system which can digest both veg and non-veg and have proved it, scientifically approved by the enzymes. Point number 10, primitive man was non-veg. So you can't say it's prohibited for human beings. Human beings is even for that person. Point number 11. The food you eat has an effect on our behavior, but saying that non-veg food makes you violent has got no scientific base at all. Point number 12, giving argument that veg food makes you strong, makes you peaceful, makes you intelligent, makes you athletes, are all myths. Point number 13, night vision and sense of smell is strong in carnivorous. In herbivorous, it is less. The carnivorous animal have hoarse voice, you know, coarse voice. Herbivorous animal don't have coarse voice. Are all illogical arguments. Point number 14, that veg food is cheaper, I've disproved it. It's not economical. In certain countries, yes, like India, it can be. But if you go abroad, in the Western countries, veg food is more expensive. And fresh veg food is phenomenal. Fresh vegetables. Furthermore, point number 15, that the land required to graze the animal will cause scarcity of the land for growing crops is also wrong. Point number 16. If the non-vegetarians stop slaughtering the cattle, do you know that there will be overpopulation of cattle? Point number 17. According to Dr. Kerr, these books written by dietitian, they can't be relied upon. All the statistics given are mainly from there. There is not a single statement, point number 18, in any authentic medical book which says non-veg food in general should be banned. Point number 19. There is not a single government on the face of the earth which has banned all non-veg food as a general rule. And point number 20, that even the American Council on Science and Health has said that for a healthy diet, being a pure vegetarian is not required. These are sufficient proof, logical and scientific, that non-veg food has to be permitted. If Mr. Zaveri doesn't agree, I request him to answer scientifically, not by comparison on just researches. But yet if Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri doesn't reply to more than 20 points which I've put forth, yet I will not ask him to become a non-veg, because I'm not a fanatic non-vegetarian. I'm not. Yet if you want to continue eating vegetarian food, I have got no objection. It's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. Some people like, due to certain taste, etc. It's a personal choice. And only thing I'd like to tell the people, that the vegetarians, the ideological vegetarians who do so much propaganda that this has got more value, etc., they should stop such things and stop distributing these type of books which mislead the people. I would like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse 125, which says, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, wal ma'azatil hasna, wajadun billati ahsan." That is, invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them, and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
I now call upon Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri to present his response to Dr. Zakir Naik. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri.
First of all, I really thank Dr. Zakir Naik for giving me the choice whether I would like to still remain a vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Thank you very much. I would request Mr. Coordinator that would you like to have the rebuttal or my comments now, or shall we have?
No.
Because after all, you know, this is...
No. Now is better, you know, we'll...
Let's have some question part. Answer, if you think.
Question answer we have in the third session. We have three-part session. Yes, Mr. Zaveri, you can continue.
Anyhow, we are totally at the command of the coordinator, so I will
obey. As decided, you know, the same format.
Okay. I will obey
I will not allow Dr. Zakir also to change the format.
Now,
I'll object.
First thing that I will say, it's not a question of whether one is logical or illogical, and it's not a question of the choice that one makes. As I said in my talk earlier, everything is relative. And you have to understand this topic from that perspective. Now, one thing that I will very strongly object with respect to Dr. Zakir's, that not a single religion prohibits non-veg. I am expert, I can say, because I am a student. I have done MA in Jainology. I can say from my religious point of view that Lord Mahavir and our all 24 Tithankaras very vehemently prohibited non-veg food. I have already given you some quotations. You see, mainly arguments of Dr. Dean Ornish is based on the fact that non-veg food contains excessive protein, cholesterol, and saturated fat. So that is why he said that for healthy and peaceful living, you must have non-veg veg diet. Now, he said that plant has also got life. No, it is not only proved by Dr. Jagdish Chandra Bose, but even our Lord Mahavir. He stated 2,500 years ago that not only plant, air, water, fire, minerals of the earth, they all have life. He has not said that you are allowed to kill this life and maintain yourself. But he was a practical Tirthankara. So he said that those who cannot renounce this world and become Jain Muni, you know, Jain Munis, they don't even kill plant vegetation or even other living beings for their food. They beg the food which is cooked in our house. We'll not go into that controversy that even you kill it and then give them. That's a separate story. But the teachings of Mahavir are very clear that you shall not harm any living being, whether animate or inanimate. Now, because of certain constraint for those people who cannot renounce the world, he has said that at least you can avoid essential killing. He has said that even if you, when you have food made out of plant, it is violence, it is hinsa, but it is necessary. So what I prohibit is unnecessary killing. Friends, this is a very sharp distinction, but very important distinction we should make, that if the alternative is available, we should not go for that alternative which compels us to kill and eat our own fellow creatures. Another thing, so he said plants. In my talk, I stated about plant food, and he said that even a lizard can grow tail. That's the only exception. The plants, you pluck fruits, they will give you more fruits. You cut their branches, more branches will grow. See, there is no end to such argument. So let us restrict our argument to this. About medical science, and he rightly stated that medically also he has given certain things. I have also stated. Now it is for the enlightened audience to decide whether the scientific facts that I have given are correct or he has given. It's okay. It's a question of argument. Now he has conveniently forgotten. Please excuse me, I am telling because I am trying to rebut your things. The psychological aspect. When we consume animal food, we also inherit certain animal instincts. What have you to say? Please, in your rebuttal, you can say that. Now, doctors also, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetable. Now, coming to cooking, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetables for healthy diet. Only that food or cereals which will not be proper for a human being to consume raw, that only can be cooked. But as far as possible, and in our Indian Vegetarian Congress, we always, whenever we have a meeting, we have most of the food raw, uncooked, and that is more healthy, according to us. About the books, these books were not given by me to Dr. Nayak, and it was given by my friend, Mr. Salecha, who approached me. That's okay, it's nothing very important. Now, I will tell you one thing. that you cannot alter the truth by just loud applause. Okay. If you are impressed by my argument, you may applaud me. Or if you are impressed by the other argument, you can applaud that. But I firmly believe that just because some arguments are appealing to you and you applaud them loudly will not alter the truth. And I have referred to about one book, Dr. Deepak Chopra. He has also written many books. He is also a physician, practicing physician, like Dr. Dean Ornish. He has also conducted researches. And he has come out with a theory that your food will have a terrific effect on your impulses and urges, your physical development, psychological development, and emotional development. You know, most of the psychological and emotional distortions are because of the flesh food that one eats, and that is why it is prohibited. It is totally illogical to say that by eating animals, you are helping vegetarians. We should not worry about the animal population because nature is quite capable of taking care. Why? Because we are rearing more animals for killing. That is why if we are not doing it, look at the jungle. Everywhere the natural cycle is there. Balancing will take care of itself. Nobody has to worry about it. Now, as per the history that Mr. Trivedi also referred and also Dr. Jakir, now I will tell from Jain historical point of view that in our Jain scriptures, it is mentioned very clearly that those persons who were living in prehistoric stage, they lived under a tree and they were sufficiently provided by trees. They did not have to go for any killing. Friends, I am of course given more time, but I really personally feel that let's not have a sort of dialogue or arguments between. I would like very much the audience to participate and have more time for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri. We have 5 minutes more. It's taking 5 minutes left. Now I call upon Dr. Zakir Naik to present a response to Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri for 15 minutes only.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qul jaal haqq wa zaqal batil. Inna la batil kana zahuka. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Respected people on the dais and my respected elders and my brothers and sisters, I welcome once again all of you with Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. I have not conveniently forgotten anything. If you realize I spoke maybe half minute more than the time allotted, so how can you say I conveniently forgot? If you give me even 5 hours more, if you're willing to stay, because you are the person who kept time restrictions. You know, less time 30. I had to bargain for 50 minutes. I would love to speak for 2 hours. Even full day, I can do it. Because I'm a marathon speaker. Alhamdulillah. I'm a non-vegetarian. Mr. Zaveri said that I said that no religion prohibits non-veg. I never said no religion. I said no major religion. It's being recorded. No major religion. And Jainism is not a major religion. According to the books you gave me, you gave certain books, Jain is only 0.4% of India, 0.4. Less than 1%. Can you call it a major religion? In India, leave aside world out of the question. Negligible. I am very clear cut in my statement. Regarding the argument on Jainism, I can reply, but the coordinator won't give me permission. I'm restricted to Islam. You know, I can reply even on Jainism. I'm a student of comparative.
Excuse me, sir, you can't interfere when the speaker is speaking.
Well, they're saying I did not say, you can very well see the video cassette. There is not a single major religion which bans or prohibits all non-veg food in general. You can see the video cassette.
Ask your question in question time, please.
Don't get irritated. The diet will help you. Don't get irritated. Brother Rashmi Bhai Zaveri said, I did not answer whether you get
animal instinct. I said in my lecture, I think you didn't hear, I said we eat peaceful animals like goat, sheep, because we want to be peaceful. And therefore, when I came starting, I always said, peace be on all of you. Further, he said, I didn't state Dr. Dean Ornish. I yet challenge him. If his book is referred by any authentic medical college, authentic book, not just dietary books, that answer I already gave by Dr. William T. Jarvis. Even scientists and medical professionals are not immune to the ideological thinking of the vegetarians. They aren't immune. It's not a medical book. He may have written a diet book. I am very clear in my words. I don't mix words. And Dean Ornish, whatever his name is, may be very famous. I don't know him. I'm hearing him for the first time. I don't know. I yet ask him to prove and check whether that book is referred as a textbook. Not as a medical book, a text medical book in a college. That shows authenticity. He said, we should not worry about the cattle. Nature will take care. It is you all who are so much worrying. We aren't worrying. Nature made them in such a way that the moment you kill them, they will again come. God is the creator. Allah made them. If we kill lion, tiger, they will become extinct. Therefore, we cannot have their food. The cattle, we can have. God has made them that way. If we don't follow the instruction of God, there will be overpopulation. And regarding cutting of plants, what he said, you know, people say that if we have plants, the mother is yet alive. So in that way, the offspring of the cow, of the goat, the calves, that means can we cut them? Yes. The mother is yet alive. The cow is yet alive. And when the offspring becomes a mother, you can also kill the mother. So even if I agree with this logic, the plant survives. In the animals, more lives are surviving than the plants, if I agree with this logic. Furthermore, I said that best is prevention is better than cure. I agree with Dr. Ornish when he says that, you know, vegetarian diet is helpful for certain diseases. Even I advise that. Where did I say no? But the topic is not which food is healthier, but making a statement, it is banned for human beings. I challenge any authentic medical book. I'm a doctor, not books, whether given by Russia Foundation or Indian Vegetarian Congress, whatever it is. These books are stating things which are unfound, ill-tested, unproved. There is an Islamic method of prevention better than cure, which will answer most of your questions. The Islamic method is there of prevention better than cure. When we slaughter the animal, we do the zabiha. We cut the throat and the windpipe and the vessels of the neck without damaging the spinal cord. Otherwise, the nerve going to the heart may get severed. There may be cardiac arrest. When the spinal cord is not damaged and the vessels of the neck are slit open along with the throat and the windpipe, the heart is pumping. Most of the blood flows out of the body. Blood is a very good media of germ and bacteria. If you slaughter the animal in this way, most of the disease transmitted by blood, many which you named, can be eliminated, can be prevented. The meat remains fresh for a longer time if it's slaughtered by the Islamic method. And people say, oh, it's a merciless. You know, y'all are so mercilessly killing. It dies of pain. When we slaughter in the Islamic method, when we cut the blood vessels of the neck, the blood supply going to the nerve, which is responsible for pain, is severed. So the animal does not feel pain. The animal kicks and writhes. You know why? Due to the gush of flow. The animal doesn't feel pain. It is contracting and relaxing because there's lack of blood in that part of the body. The animal does not die of pain. It dies a painless death. Painless. Painless. We eliminate most of the disease transmitted by blood. Secondly, there are many countries in the world and many people who raise animals. They give them hormones. And one was mentioned by Mr. Zaveri, read the name. It's called as DES, diacetylbisterol. It's a hormone injected to cattle so that they become fat and you get more money for flesh. This is haram in Islam. Carcinogenic hormones, if ingested in animal, even if you slaughter by the zabiha method, it is yet haram. It is zabiha but not halal. It is zabiha and haram. If the cattle are injected with hormones, you are not allowed to have those hormones. Neither are we allowed to have cows which are fed with non-veg. Because the Prophet said, any animal that is fed with non-veg, it is prohibited for you. After that, if you take care of hygienic conditions and cook the meat very well, most of the diseases which Mr. Zaveri spoke, or not all, most of them will be eliminated. And in the non-veg flesh food, the most dangerous, which is commonly eaten, is pork. It has more than 70 different diseases which you can get if you ingest pork. More than 70 different diseases. And one of them is ischemic heart disease, which he spoke about. Because pork has more of fat-building material than muscle-building material, it gets deposited on the walls of the vessels, causing atherosclerosis, hypertension, etc. That's the reason in the Quran, no less than four different places, in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 173, in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 3, in Surah Anam, chapter number 6, verse number 145, and Surah Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 115, it says, "Hurrimat alaykumul maitutu waddamu walahmul khinzir, wama uhilla li ghairi Allah bih." Forbidden for you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides God's name has been invoked. It's haram. So we abstain from it, and we prevent several diseases of non-veg. Quran says in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 81, "Eat of the food we have provided for you in sustenance, but commit no excesses therein." Most of the diseases, what Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri spoke about, is due to excessive eating. Even if you eat excessive veg food, you will have many diseases. I will not say, don't have veg food. I'm a doctor. I'm not an ideological, neither a fanatic non-vegetarian. So if you prevent eating in excess, most of the disease will be prevented. If you follow the Islamic guidelines, slaughter in the Islamic method, remove the blood, don't give hormones, cook the food very well, hygienic conditions, avoid pork, don't eat in excess, most of the disease can be prevented. It answers most of the arguments. Few are yet remaining. If time permits or in question answer time, if you ask, I will reply. Do you know that talking about healthy food, talking about all research and experiments, I'll talk something which is a fact. According to Dr. William, again, very famous person, Dr. William, he says that vegetarian food extends the life of a human being for more than 6 years. If you have veg food, as compared to non-veg food, you live 6 years longer. Again, hypothesis. Hypothesis. If you analyze, a data was collected about all the people who lived above 100 years from 1932 to 1952. And on this data, a person by the name of O. Cigares, he wrote a book, Living to be 100, 1,200 people who did and why they did it. Everything is mentioned. In it, even diet is mentioned. Do you know out of 1,200 people, how many were vegetarian? How many? Guess. 1,000. Four. Four. This survey wasn't done to prove veg food or non-veg food. It was done for other reasons, but even the diet was mentioned. It's a fact. It's not a research. It's a fact. Out of 1,200 people who lived in the span of 20 years, over 100 years, only four were vegetarian. You know alcohol? Alcohol alone, it is a veg diet or not? Alcohol is veg or non-veg? Veg, from juices of fruits. And the disease that are caused by alcohol alone is more than all the non-veg disease put together. One vegetable diet. So just for alcohol, I cannot say that all vegetable foods should be banned. Today, scientists, and he'll agree, it's mentioned in these books also, the cause of maximum death in the world today is alcohol, number one. So I don't ban all veg food. What do I say? As Quran says, Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 90. Ya yuladin amanu, innamal khamru al maisuru, wal anzabu al aslamu, rishtu minamali shaitan, fashtanibu lalakum taflihun. That, oh, you believe, verily intoxicants and gambling and idol worship and dedication of stones and divination of arrows, these are Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it that you may prosper. Alcohol is a Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it. I only prohibit alcohol, not all veg food. And smoking. Second greatest cause of death in the world. Veg or non-veg? Veg. Can you prevent the alcoholic disease? Only way you can prevent is defermented. It ceases to be alcohol. Can you prevent smoking disease? Don't have tobacco. Only option is prohibition. If there is no prevention, then comes the question of prohibition. So alcohol is prohibited. There are more than 400 fatwas by Islamic scholars. Smoking is prohibited because there's no prevention. You know Kesari Dal? Kesari Dal Indian government has banned it. It causes spastic paraplegia, staple food of Northwest Indians. Banned, why? It causes death also, spastic paraplegia. Alcohol, many countries have banned, including Saudi Arabia, including states in India have banned it. Smoking in Singapore is banned in public places, in government places, in public transport. Kesridhar, banned by India. If there's no prevention, then you can ban it. I do not know of a single government that has banned all non-veg food in general. Not a single. Yes, few non-veg food, like pork, Saudi Arabia has banned. There's no prevention, ban it. If there's no prevention, then you prohibit it. And the debate was not which is better, which is healthier, veg or non-veg. The debate was, is non-veg food permitted or prohibited? I gave a list of more than 20 points. So I can very well say that Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri conveniently stopped his talk 5 minutes before, not to answer these things. If you give me 1 hour more, I will continue speaking. Wild berries, they're poisonous. Strychnine, vegetable food, they're poisonous. Datura, poisonous. What's the solution? Don't have it. You know, water. Water has so many diseases transmitted. Cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid. It causes amoebiasis, giardiasis, roundworm, pinworm, vile hepatitis. I can go on talking. Only by water. What do you do? Do you ban water? You prevent it. You purify the water. The disease will be prevented. You know, milk. Milk has so many diseases. Shigella, cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid, tuberculosis, salmonellosis, brucellosis. I can go on listing. What do you do? Do you ban milk? What do? You pasteurize it. You don't ban it. You don't prohibit it. It's unmedical. Whether milk is non-veg or veg is a debatable topic. I won't argue on that. So if you cannot prevent the disease, then do you prohibit it? I have given various reasons, which Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri hasn't replied. There's not a single government who has banned non-veg food in general. There's not a single major religion which has banned non-veg food in general. Therefore, I say that non-veg food is permitted, not prohibited. If I've heard the feelings of any vegetarians while giving the replies to the speaker, I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I would like to end the talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81, which says, وَقُلْ جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. When truth is heard against falsehood, falsehood perishes. For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. وَآخْرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
I now call upon Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri to present his response to Dr. Zakir Naik. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri.
First of all, I really thank Dr. Zakir Naik for giving me the choice whether I would like to still remain a vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Thank you very much. I would request Mr. Coordinator that would you like to have the rebuttal or my comments now, or shall we have?
No.
Because after all, you know, this is...
No. Now is better, you know, we'll...
Let's have some question and answer, if you think.
Question answer we have in the third session. We have three-part session. Yes, Mr. Zaveri, you can continue.
Now, we are totally at the command of the coordinator, so I will obey.
As decided, you know, the same format,
okay.
We keep.
I will obey.
I will not allow Dr. Zakir also
order.
To change the format.
Now,
I'll object.
First thing that I will say, it's not a question of whether one is logical or illogical, and it's not a question of the choice that one makes. As I said in my talk earlier, everything is relative. And you have to understand this topic from that perspective. Now, one thing that I will very strongly object with respect to Dr. Zakir's, that not a single religion prohibits non-veg. I am expert, I can say, because I am a student, I've done MA in Jainology. I can say from my religious point of view that Lord Mahavir and our all 24 Tithankaras very vehemently prohibited non-veg food. I have already given you some quotations. You see, mainly arguments of Dr. Dean Ornish based on the fact that non-veg food contains excessive protein, cholesterol, and saturated fat. So that is why he said that for healthy and peaceful living, you must have non-veg veg diet. Now, he said that plant has also got life. No, it is not only proved by Dr. Jagdish Chandra Bose, but even our Lord Mahavir. He stated 2,500 years ago that not only plant, air, water, fire, minerals of the earth, they all have life. He has not said that you are allowed to kill this life and maintain yourself. But he was a practical Tirthankara. So he said that those who cannot renounce this world and become Jain Muni, you know, Jain Munis, they don't even kill plant vegetation or even other living beings for their food. They bake the food which is cooked in our house. We'll not go into that controversy that even you kill it and then give them. That's a separate story. But the teachings of Mahavir are very clear that you shall not harm any living being, whether animate or inanimate. Now, because of certain constraint for those people who cannot renounce the world, he has said that at least you can avoid essential killing. He has said that even if you, when you have food made out of plant, it is violence, it is hinsa, but it is necessary. So what I prohibit is unnecessary killing. Friends, this is a very sharp distinction, but very important distinction we should make, that if the alternative is available, we should not go for that alternative which compels us to kill and eat our own fellow creatures. Another thing, so he said plants. In my talk, I stated about plant food, and he said that even a lizard can grow tail. That's the only exception. The plants, you pluck fruits, they will give you more fruits. You cut their branches, more branches will grow. See, there is no end to such argument. So let us restrict our argument to this. About medical science, and he rightly stated that medically also he has given certain things. I have also stated. Now it is for the enlightened audience to decide whether the scientific facts that I have given are correct or he has given. It's okay. It's a question of argument. Now he has conveniently forgotten. Please excuse me, I am telling because I am trying to rebut your things. The psychological aspect. When we consume animal food, we also inherit certain animal instincts. What have you to say? Please, in your rebuttal, you can say that. Now, doctors also, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetable. Now, coming to cooking, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetables for healthy diet. Only that food or cereals which will not be proper for a human being to consume raw, that only can be cooked. But as far as possible, and in our Indian Vegetarian Congress, we always, whenever we have a meeting, we have most of the food raw, uncooked, and that is more healthy, according to us. About the books, these books were not given by me to Dr. Nayak, and it was given by my friend, Mr. Salecha, who approached me. That's okay, it's nothing very important. Now, I will tell you one thing, that you cannot alter the truth by just loud applause. Okay. If you are impressed by my argument, you may applaud me. Or if you are impressed by the other argument, you can applaud that. But I firmly believe that just because some arguments are appealing to you and you applaud them loudly will not alter the truth. And I have referred to about one book, Dr. Deepak Chopra. He has also written many books. He is also a physician, practicing physician, like Dr. Dean Ornish. He has also conducted researches. And he has come out with theory that your food will have a terrific effect on your impulses and urges, your physical development, psychological development, and emotional development. You know, most of the psychological and emotional distortions are because of the flesh food that one eats, and that is why it is prohibited. It is totally illogical to say that by eating animals, you are helping vegetarians. We should not worry about the animal population because nature is quite capable of taking care. Why? Because we are rearing more animals for killing. That is why if we are not doing it, look at the jungle. Everywhere the natural cycle is there. Balancing will take care of itself. Nobody has to worry about it. Now, as per the history that Mr. Trivedi also referred and also Dr. Jakir, now I will tell from Jain historical point of view that in our Jain scriptures, it is mentioned very clearly that those persons who were living in prehistoric stage, they lived under a tree and they were sufficiently provided by trees. They did not have to go for any killing. Friends, I am of course given more time, but I really personally feel that let's not have a sort of dialogue or arguments between. I would like very much the audience to participate and have more time for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri. We have 5 minutes more. It's taking 5 minutes left. Now I call upon Dr. Zakir Naik to present a response to Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri for 15 minutes only.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qul jaal haqq wa zaqal batil. Inna la batil kana zahuka. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. The respected people on the dais and my respected elders and my brothers and sisters, I welcome once again all of you. The Islamic greetings, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. I have not conveniently forgotten anything. If you realize I spoke maybe half minute more than the time allotted, so how can you say I conveniently forgot? If you give me even 5 hours more, if you're willing to stay, because you are the person who kept time restrictions, you know, less time 30, I had to bargain for 50 minutes. I would love to speak for 2 hours. Even full day, I can do it because I'm a marathon speaker, alhamdulillah. I'm a non-vegetarian. Mr. Zaveri said that I said that no religion prohibits non-veg. I never said no religion. I said no major religion. It's being recorded. No major religion. And Jainism is not a major religion. According to the books you gave certain books, Jains are only 0.4% of India, 0.4. Less than 1%. Can you call it a major religion? In India, leave aside world out of the question. Negligible. I am very clear cut in my statement. Regarding the argument on Jainism, I can reply, but the coordinator won't give me permission. I'm restricted to Islam. You know, I can reply even on Jainism. I'm a student of comparative.
Excuse me, sir, you can't interfere when the speaker is speaking.
Well, they're saying I did not say, you can very well see the video cassette. There is not a single major religion which bans or prohibits all non-veg food in general. You can see the video cassette.
Ask your question in question time, please.
Don't get irritated. The diet will help you. Don't get irritated. Brother Rashmi Bhai Zaveri said, I did not answer whether you get animal instinct. I said in my lecture, I think you didn't hear, I said we eat peaceful animals like goat, sheep, because we want to be peaceful. And therefore, when I came starting, I always said, peace be on all of you. Further, he said, I didn't state Dr. Dean Ornish. I yet challenge him. If his book is referred by any authentic medical college, authentic book, not just dietary books, that answer I already gave by Dr. William T. Jarvis. Even scientists and medical professionals are not immune to the ideological thinking of the vegetarians. They aren't immune. It's not a medical book. He may have written a diet book. I am very clear in my words. I don't mix words. And Dean Ornish, whatever his name is, may be very famous. I don't know. I'm hearing it for the first time. I don't know. I yet ask him to prove and check whether that book is referred as a textbook. Not as a medical book, a text medical book in a college. That shows authenticity. He said, we should not worry about the cattle. Nature will take care. It is you all who are so much worrying. We aren't worrying. Nature made them in such a way that the moment you kill them, they will again come. God is the creator. Allah made them. If we kill lion, tiger, they will become extinct. Therefore, we cannot have their food. The cattle, we can have. God has made them that way. If we don't follow the instruction of God, there will be overpopulation. And regarding cutting of plants, what he said, you know, people say that if we have plants, the mother is yet alive. So in that way, the offspring of the cow, of the goat, the calves, that means can we cut them? Yes. The mother is yet alive. The cow is yet alive. And when the offspring becomes a mother, you can also kill the mother. So even if I agree with this logic, the plant survives. In the animals, more lives are surviving than the plants, if I agree with this logic. Furthermore, I said that best is prevention is better than cure. I agree with Dr. Ornish when he says that, you know, vegetarian diet is helpful for certain diseases. Even I advise that. Where did I say no? But the topic is not which food is healthier, but making a statement, it is banned for human beings. I challenge any authentic medical book. I'm a doctor, not books, whether given by Russia Foundation or Indian Vegetarian Congress, whatever it is. These books are stating things which are unfound, ill-tested, unproved. There is the Islamic method of prevention better than cure, which will answer most of your questions. The Islamic method is there of prevention better than cure. When we slaughter the animal, we do the zabiha. We cut the throat and the windpipe and the vessels of the neck without damaging the spinal cord. Otherwise, the nerve going to the heart may get severed, there may be cardiac arrest. When the spinal cord is not damaged and the vessels of the neck are slit open along with the throat and the windpipe, the heart is pumping, most of the blood flows out of the body. Blood is a very good media of germ and bacteria. If you slaughter the animal in this way, most of the disease transmitted by blood, many which you named, can be eliminated, can be prevented. The meat remains fresh for a longer time if it's slaughtered by the Islamic method. And people say, oh, it's a merciless. You know, y'all are so mercilessly killing. It dies of pain. When we slaughter in the Islamic method, when we cut the blood vessels of the neck, the blood supply going to the nerve, which is responsible for pain, is severed. So the animal does not feel pain. The animal kicks and writhes. You know why? Due to the gush of flow. The animal doesn't feel pain. It is contracting and relaxing because there's lack of blood in that part of the body. The animal does not die of pain. It dies a painless death. Painless. Painless. We eliminate most of the disease transmitted by blood. Secondly, there are many countries in the world and many people who raise animals. They give them hormones. And one was mentioned by Mr. Zaveri, read the name. It's called as DES, diacetylbisterol. It's a hormone injected to cattle so that they become fat and you get more money for flesh. This is haram in Islam. Carcinogenic hormones, if ingested in animal, even if you slaughter by the zabiha method, it is yet haram. It is zabiha but not halal. It is zabiha and haram. If the cattle are injected with hormones, you are not allowed to have those hormones. Neither are we allowed to have cows which are fed with non-veg. Because the Prophet said, any animal that is fed with non-veg, it is prohibited for you. After that, if you take care of hygienic conditions and cook the meat very well, most of the diseases which Mr. Zaveri spoke of, not all, most of them will be eliminated. And in the non-veg flesh food, the most dangerous, which is commonly eaten, is pork. It has more than 70 different diseases which you can get if you ingest pork. More than 70 different diseases. And one of them is ischemic heart disease, which he spoke about. Because pork has more of fat-building material than muscle-building material, it gets deposited on the walls of the vessels, causing atherosclerosis, hypertension, etc. That's the reason in the Quran, no less than four different places,
in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2 verse number 173, in Surah Maidah chapter number 5 verse number 3, in Surah Anam chapter number 6 verse number 145, and Surah Nahl chapter number 16 verse number 115, it says, "Hurrimat alaykumul maytutu waddamu walahmul khinzir wama uhilla li ghayril bi." Forbidden for you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides God's name has been invoked. It's haram. So we abstain from it and we prevent several diseases of non-veg. Quran says in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 81, "Eat of the food we have provided for you in sustenance, but commit no excesses therein." Most of the diseases, what Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri spoke about, is due to excessive eating. Even if you eat excessive veg food, you will have many diseases. I will not say, don't have veg food. I'm a doctor. I'm not an ideological, neither a fanatic non-vegetarian. So if you prevent eating in excess, most of the disease will be prevented. If you follow the Islamic guidelines, slaughter in the Islamic method, remove the blood, don't give hormones, cook the food very well, hygienic conditions, avoid pork, don't eat in excess, most of the disease can be prevented. It answers most of his arguments. Few are yet remaining. If time permits or in question answer time, if you ask, I will reply. Do you know that talking about healthy food, talking about all research and experiments, I'll talk something which is a fact. According to Dr. William, again, very famous person, Dr. William, he says that vegetarian food extends the life of a human being for more than 6 years. If you have veg food, as compared to non-veg food, you live 6 years longer. Again, hypothesis, hypothesis. If you analyze, a data was collected about all the people who lived above 100 years from 1932 to 1952. And on this data, a person by the name of O. Sijares, he wrote a book, Living to be 100, 1,200 people who did and why they did it. Everything is mentioned. In it, even diet is mentioned. Do you know out of 1,200 people, how many were vegetarian? How many? Guess. 1,000. Four. This survey wasn't done to prove veg food or non-veg food. It was done for other reasons, but even the diet was mentioned. It's a fact. It's not a research. It's a fact. Out of 1,200 people who lived in the span of 20 years, over 100 years, only four were vegetarian. You know alcohol? Alcohol alone, it is a veg diet or not? Alcohol is veg or non-veg? Veg, from juices of fruits. And the disease that are caused by alcohol alone is more than all the non-veg disease put together. One vegetable diet. So just for alcohol, I cannot say that all vegetable foods should be banned. Today, scientists, and he'll agree, it's mentioned in these books also, the cause of maximum death in the world today is alcohol, number one. So I don't ban all veg food. What do I say? As Quran says, Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 90. Ya yuladin amanu, innamal khamru wal maisuru, wal anzabu wal aslamu, rishtum minamali shaitan, fashtanibu lalakum taflihun. That, oh, you believe, verily intoxicants and gambling, and idol worship, and dedication of stones, and divination of arrows, these are Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it that you may prosper. Alcohol is a Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it. I only prohibit alcohol, not all veg food. And smoking. Second greatest cause of death in the world. Veg or non-veg? Veg. Can you prevent the alcoholic disease? Only way you can prevent is defermented. It ceases to be alcohol. Can you prevent smoking disease? Don't have tobacco. Only option is prohibition. If there is no prevention, then comes the question of prohibition. So alcohol is prohibited. There are more than 400 fatwas by Islamic scholars. Smoking is prohibited because there's no prevention. You know Kesari Dal? Kesari Dal, Indian government has banned it. It causes spastic paraplegia, staple food of Northwest Indians. Banned, why? It causes death also, spastic paraplegia. Alcohol, many countries have banned, including Saudi Arabia, including states in India have banned it. Smoking in Singapore is banned in public places, in government places, in public transport. Kesari Dal, banned by India. If there's no prevention, then you can ban it. I do not know of a single government that has banned all non-veg food in general. Not a single. Yes, few non-veg food, like pork, Saudi Arabia has banned.
There's no prevention mandate. If there's no prevention, then you prohibit it. And the debate was not which is better, which is healthier, veg or non-veg. The debate was, is non-veg food permitted or prohibited? I gave a list of more than 20 points. So I can very well say that Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri conveniently stopped this talk 5 minutes before, not to answer these things. If you give me 1 hour more, I will continue speaking. Wild berries, they're poisonous. Strychnine, vegetable food, they're poisonous. Datura, poisonous. What's the solution? Don't have it. You know, water. Water has so many diseases transmitted. Cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid. It causes amoebiasis, giardiasis, roundworm, pinworm, vile hepatitis. I can go on talking. Only by water. What do you do? Do you ban water? You prevent it. You purify the water. The disease will be prevented. You know, milk. Milk has so many diseases. Shigella, cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid, tuberculosis, salmonellosis, brucellosis. I can go on listing. What do you do? Do you ban milk? What do? You pasteurize it. You don't ban it. You don't prohibit it. It's unmedical. Whether milk is non-veg or veg is a debatable topic. I won't argue on that. So if you cannot prevent the disease, then do you prohibit it? I have given various reasons, which Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri hasn't replied. There's not a single government who has banned non-veg food in general. There's not a single major religion which has banned non-veg food in general. Therefore, I say that non-veg food is permitted, not prohibited. If I've heard the feelings of any vegetarians while giving the replies to the speaker, I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I would like to end the talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81, which says, وَقُلْ جَعَلْ حَقْ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلْ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَوْكَ. When truth is hurled against falsehood, falsehood perishes.
For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish.
وَآخْرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.